SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Education Ministry commits to upgrading works at Padmore Primary. And later we bring you a quick fact about autism. Stay tuned.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has committed over $3 million for improvement works at the Padmore Primary School in Red Hill, St. Andrew. This will be the first of several steps to refurbishing the institution. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the renovation work will begin before the start of the new school year in September, after which the ministry will be providing additional support.
So far, we have a $3.5 million commitment, and I'll wait for the technical person to see how far that $3.5 million can go. They're of the private sector interest who are ready to partner, and so I want to say to Padmore, help is on the way.
Improvement works will include renovation of the bathroom facilities, installation of a library and computer lab, as well as the paving of the school grounds. Padmore Primary is one of the schools previously slated for closure due to the low student enrollment and underperformance. It has since made a dramatic turnaround, achieving 100% pass rates, as well as outstanding performances in the 2015 Grade 6 Achievement Test.
We had to be improvising a lot. We had to be doubling up at Padmore. For example, we had to have people just helping out in the canteen and so forth. And the results is because of the hard work of the staff. Some of them are here till 8 o'clock. Our school is not 5 days a week. It's actually 7 days a week, especially when it has to go to exam, grade 3, grade 4, and grade 6. We take this personal.
Principal of Padmore Primary School, Keisha Hales. People are the focus of Vision 2030 Jamaica, or National Development Plan. Under Goal 1, Outcome 3, effective social protection centers on mitigating the vulnerabilities that can leave persons at risk. Visit vision2030.gov.gm to learn more.
JCDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
On our community notice board, on Tuesday, April 12, St. Andrew High School for Girls will host a legacy march in Halfway Tree, followed by a literary evening at the Emory James Museum at 6 p.m. Tickets cost $1,000. For more information, call 926-5925-6. Before we go, April is being observed as Autism Awareness Month. As we place the spotlight on the disease, here's one fact that can help to create an inclusive environment for persons living with the condition. There is no cure for autism. However, research shows that the early intervention treatment services can improve a child's development. Early intervention services help children from birth to 3 years old learn important skills. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time when we'll highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.